Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
All right, let's get to this. What's something everyone can agree on? Hot Wings!
That people who drive only in the left lane are the worst people in the world.
If they're going faster than me, I don't mind it. If they're passing and going and I got to move over to let them go, I don't mind that. But if they're going left and in the left lane and slow.
That's pretty good, though.
Yeah, but, if they're holding you back.
Yeah, that's who you're talking about.
The those people who never get over, who never get out of the way.
Yeah, they don't understand. And you even drive by signs that say slow traffic, keep right, or left lane is for passing only. And people are like, I don't understand why you're on my ass right now.
I'm going the speed limit. That's their problem.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times they don't check their rearview mirror. They don't even know you're on their ass.
I think that happens a lot.
How do you not check your rear? Are y'all the type that I look in my rearview mirror every 20 seconds, I think.
I always know what's around me.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that like the age that we're in where cars are so smart now and you have like lane departure and those little lights that blink when somebody's in your blind spot. I'm surprised that there's not some kind of alarm that goes off when somebody is
that says approaching vehicle
tailgating you or something.
Vehicle approaching from behind. Yeah.
Kelly, what's something everyone can agree on?
Not wearing socks to bed in the summertime. Like wintertime, it makes sense because it's cold. But in the summer, if you wear socks to bed, you are a psychopath.
That, yeah. Mm. Agreed.
I don't like that.
I mean, I can't disagree with that. I don't wear socks in the wintertime either.
No. I don't either. But if you wore them in the wintertime, at least I could understand because maybe it's cold.
Yeah, that wouldn't.
But man, wearing socks to bed, that's just not right to me. If you're rubbing your socked feet up against my bare leg, get out of here.
Steve, what's something everyone can agree on?
Being nice is easier than being mean.
I don't know.
Have you met me, Steve?
I think you're right.
I'm just kidding.
But I don't think everyone agrees. Just based on how mean people are naturally in some cases.
I think they wouldn't admit that they would agree.
Yeah.
Yes. I think you're right. But it is easier.
It definitely is.
I'd rather be nice. Yeah.
What's yours, Free Beer?
Mine is less substantial, but TV is often too dark now.
Yeah.
And I don't mean dark like murderer.
I know exactly what you mean.
They make it too dark, and I'm watching it going, I have every window closed and every light off, and I can't see what's going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't even watch this new version of, I forget what it's called.
House of Dragon?
That's the one.
Yeah.
Where people complained, and HBO said, too bad, that's how we wanted it. I'm like, that was one of the things that ruined what should have been the biggest episode of the final season of... whatever it was called before, I forgot. I wanted to say Lord of the Rings.
Game of Thrones,
was the climactic battle against the White Walkers was so dark. I'm like, I think my TV's broken.
Well, I've been complaining about that a long time with movies, too. Part of the reason that I prefer Marvel over DC, one, Marvel has better stories usually, but also DC's movies like Superman, Batman, they're so dark, always at nighttime. And not subject matter, but in just the way they visually look, I can't see what's happening. It's too dark.
I wonder if brighten this thing up.
I hate it.
I wonder if Harry Potter fans will feel this way because when the first few movies came out, I loved them because I loved the books and they were bright and you get to see like all the cool stuff with the school they're going to. And then the last few where the Dementors were there, everything was dark and sad. And I remember being in the movie theater being like, this is a really... like dark movie, like the lighting is just dark the whole time. It made me so sad.
Yeah, I know they're going for a vibe, but
I get it.
You can use dark tones, but still lighten it up a little bit, you know.
I've got a good one.
Okay.
Coca-Cola is the best soda, hands down.
No, I mean, just last week I said that cream soda was the best, so it's already a disagreement.
Well, you're about to be 50, and I agree that with your age, cream soda could be the best.
That is as condescending as it gets.
But as a 35-year-old, I'm revving that Coca-Cola generation. We love Coke.
Yeah, that's why
you know
it gets
why I came
100.
From a generation where we actually wore Coke sweatshirts and had Coke watches.
I know, and you guys like, had it cocaine was a bigger, in your Coca-Cola.
It was a much bigger...
The 80s, man.
Coca-Cola was a much bigger deal for my generation than yours.
You guys were thriving in the OG Coke. Y'all were practically snorting Adderall when you were drinking it. It's crazy what y'all were able to get
You know they
with.
Haven't done that since like 1890 or something, right?
No, I thought that stopped in like 88.
No, that was when they did New Coke, but it wasn't like
Ew,
they took
barf.
The cocaine out of it. God.
Ew, barf.
You don't legitimately think it was in the 80s that there was cocaine in the Coca-Cola, dude.
Yeah, wasn't the 80s like the cocaine?
Well, yeah, a lot of people did cocaine, but not major corporations selling products.
I mean, you never know.
Yes, you do.
No, you definitely
do.
The FDA is a really sketchy place. Sometimes they approve things and you're like, really? I can't drink
like
that.
The entire war on drugs happened in the 1980s. Yeah. Like they weren't going, oh, but it's okay in Coke.
Don't snort Coke, drink it.
Yeah, the Coke,
that's what those
Coca-Cola,
polar bears said at the North Pole.
Well, in the 80s, Coca-Cola was already grandfathered in.
Yeah.
So
No problems there. Put a little Coca-Cola on your Def Leppard mirror and snort it.
I really did think it was there until like 70s and 80s.
No.
Are you sure?
Positive.
I'm not going to Google it because I want to believe that forever.
That's I mean, at some point they switched from having like regular sugar to saccharin or something.
Gross.
But,
give me the real stuff.
Beyond that.
Put it in the
main
bank.
That's why some people you still want to get like Mexican Coke.
Yeah.
This one, I think everyone can agree that Kelly's brain is perfectly smooth on the inside. Not a single wrinkle to be found.
The Botox injections just went too
they
deep.
See, they got too deep. Too deep.
I haven't
too
been getting
long
that
of
a
needle.
Time,
it
long
looks like needle. Glass on the inside.
I just got a marble in there.
How about this one? This one everyone can agree with too. Weekends need to be 3 days instead of two.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hard to disagree with. Unless your disagreement is 4 days.
And then I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, oh, can we make that next contract negotiation?
So what, we're going to work 12-hour days on 3 of the days?
No, I'll do 4.
4-hour days?
No,
four days
a week.
4 days. Yeah.
4
and
days
I'm,
a week?
I'm still a strong proponent of Wednesdays off.
I don't
never
care
work,
that, Steve.
Never work more than 2 days in a row.
Nah, I don't like that, though. I'd rather have a clump.
Yeah, I'm big on clumps, too, Hot Wings.
Yeah.
I'd like a good clump in my schedule.
Absolutely.
Nothing better than finding
you can do
a clump.
Do more on clumps.
Stop saying it.
I just wanted to say it until I got that reaction from you, Steve.
Yeah.
Rachel, what's something everyone can agree on from a Gen Z?
Manga is totally better than Charlie Brown.
What kind of comparison is that?
I don't know, but it seems like something you might say.
I'm so offended that you think that I would say something. I'm genuinely offended. That's awful. I think maybe something that we could all agree on is that, I don't know, Facebook is stupid. I feel like a lot of people like share that sentiment right now.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. Facebook's pretty stupid.
Facebook kind of phased out a few years ago for a lot of people. I think once TikTok, honestly, I think when COVID hit and 2020 happened and an older generation, especially older for social media, went to TikTok, they realized, oh, Facebook really is ancient. And some people just made that move from TikTok or from Facebook to Instagram. And then eventually they'll get to TikTok where all the videos that they're listening to on Instagram and watching actually came from.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think that Facebook's just a little bit of the dinosaur of social media now.
Yeah. I think more people can agree on that now.
Do you really want all the old people coming to TikTok, though?
I don't know. Old people TikToks are funny. I follow a couple elderly people that are hilarious.
Well, plus, I think, you know, part of the benefit that people find with like Instagram and TikTok is it's harder for people to put long form dumb opinions about things on there as opposed to like Facebook.
Yeah.
You go where you just get inundated by so much.
TikTok is filled with misinformation now. That's one of the big complaints is that they, you know, people are getting their medical news, their psychology news, their actual news from it. And there's, you know.
Yeah, but the algorithms are pretty good. So if I go to TikTok, I still get a lot of like goofy animal videos and girls golfing.
Yeah, I get a lot of
girls golfing.
I get a ton of pickup basketball, old wrestling shoots, women asking if it fits or whatever.
I get a ton of people out on the street going up to homeless people and saying, hey, can I borrow a dollar because I need to get a cup of coffee? And then the homeless person is always very generous and gives them a dollar. And then the person says, you know something, because you were so generous, I'm going to give you $1,000. And then they give them $1,000.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's some it's real like these, wholehearted stuff.
Yeah, like
on
these
yours,
weird
Steve.
Social experiments. I don't know how that got in my algorithm. Mine's, although every time I see it, I watch it. So that just,
I think I figured it out.
I think yeah. that might be why it's in the algorithm.
Like I saw the one and I was like, oh, that's cool.
And they're like all hardy and stuff, and mine are like lesbians doing lumberjack things, and, and guys who cook and spit on food. I'm like, why do I like this?
My algorithm's going to be
being spit on.
Yeah, no, I like that, babe.
Idiots get access to the podcast segment 17 and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.